The quote of the day on the newsletters, I'm a CPA. For me to get excited about the budget is easy. That's a quote from Rick Snyder. In talking with the state budget director, John Nixon, he seemed a little invigorated too. Kyle, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great, Tony. Well, if you finally had money to spend, I think you'd probably be excited too.
Well, before we start breaking down the budget, and I did that with John Nixon earlier this morning, what's your overall feeling from what you heard and what you saw?
Well, obviously what didn't have the same kind of excitement as last year's budget, you know, when we were also changing around business taxes and changing income taxes. Essentially what this is the state has a little bit of money, a lot of requests, and what is the governor and the budget director using as priorities? And, they want to give a little bit more money to schools and a little bit more money to municipalities. But really they wanted to keep the focus on saving money and paying down long-term debt and fixing some of the infrastructures within state government that have gone unmet for years and years now. For a lot of advocacy groups, it's certainly not enough. You know, that doesn't replace the cut to K-12 from last year. Municipalities, which have been getting ravished for years, it's a little bit, but, you know, it's better than a slap in the face, but still it doesn't get them back anywhere close to where they were before. Universities the same way. But, last year was kind of hitting the bottom as far as what everybody's going to get, hopefully, and this is just kind of the gradual step up.
Earlier this morning, I spoke with State Representative Ellen Lipton, who is the Democratic Vice Chair for the School Aid Appropriations Subcommittee, and she seemed offended and insulted by what was given to education, and she thought that it was a slap in the face.
And I think that's the key area that Democrats are going to focus on here as we get ready for the 2012 election, because it doesn't replace the cut that was made to education last year on the per pupil foundation allowance. You know, that's how the state pays for the local school district's education processes. They pay each school district at least $6,800 per pupil, and the governor's proposal doesn't raise that at all. I mean, because that number last year had been cut down about $400 and some per pupil. This proposal from the governor ties any education increase into performance. And states that all public school districts, in order to get this extra pool of money, some $200 million, you got to show some progress in your test score grades. You have to have a dashboard, he calls it. You got to make sure that your school employee insurance policy is in your possession, that it's not in controlled by Mesa. You know, so there's all these different benchmarks, and that's what's got Democrats all riled up. You're not really solving the problem of fixing education. I mean, how are they supposed to improve when they don't have the extra, when they don't have the money? I think that's what Democrats have been arguing all along.
Well,
we have bigger class sizes and fewer teachers.
Well, Kyle, there seems to be a tug of war here also. You've got the one side, which seems to have the American Federation of Teachers and the MEA and other educators against administrators and Governor Snyder. The one group says we need more money to do a better job. The other group says you need better teachers, you need more focus in that area, you need to spend your money more wisely.
Yeah, it's almost a chicken or the egg argument, isn't it, Tony? I mean, does more money begot better education, or does better education begot more money? You know, and that is a philosophical difference. I think we're going to see at the Capitol this year. But I think in the end, I do think that what we got to look out for is what does the state house do with education? Because they're the ones up for re-election this year, and they're going to be the target of these complaints that not enough money is going to education. So what does their budget look like, and what do they want to get out of it? Because I think that's really the focus. I think in the end, the House Republicans are going to have to increase the per pupil foundation allowance. And if they want to do some of these extra metrics that the governor's talking about, you know, they may do that. But if they don't increase the foundation allowance, they're going to be in big trouble, and they will have no defense against these slings from the teacher unions and the Democrats.
There is a tug of war what to do with the surplus. There are many of those who said it's raining, it's pouring, let's spend it now. John Nixon on the program said, you know what, no matter what circumstance, you have to put some money away.
Well, yeah, because as he said during his presentation, what happens if the federal government makes all these cuts to balance its budget, and then, you know, what they say about the stuff that flows downhill, Tony, you know, that means that less money comes to the states. And is Michigan in a position to absorb any of the additional costs? So they got to be prepared for that. And they also got to be prepared if the economy all of a sudden has a hiccup and Michigan's starting to slide backwards again. You know, we're, you know, everything seems to be going in the right direction, but that doesn't mean that, you know, some major event happens and we start the backward slide again. So they're trying to be fiscally conservative. They're trying to do the right thing by the budget. But at the same, and on the other hand, though, I mean, there's just been so many cuts and unmet needs for the last 10 years that it, you know, advocates always make a great argument as to why their program needs funding.
What surprises you about this budget?
I don't think really anything surprises me. I think it's classic Rick Snyder. You know, he ties this money for universities, K through 12, and municipalities and counties to performance-based funding. You know, you got to do X, Y, and Z in order to get this money because it's all about improving. I want to see improvement in these areas. You just aren't going to get money for nothing. You actually got to do something in order to get it, and that's classic Rick Snyder. That's the businessman in him. So there really wasn't a lot of surprises, no changes to the tax code, no tax increases. You know, the common theme I heard that it was a boring budget, and it kind of follows up on the boring state address. But, you know, when you just have a little bit of money and not a whole windfall of money, there isn't going to be a lot of fireworks, quite frankly.
At MIRSnews.com, you also write that autism appropriation gets scattered reaction. Tell us about that.
Well, part of the budget includes giving some money or investing some money into the state programs that could cover autism treatment. Right now, that there's really nothing that exists in the state and private insurance carriers. You got to get a special rider to get coverage for autism. And so this is a focus for this administration. But the scattered reaction comes from Dave Ajima from Granville, who's on the Appropriations Committee, who said, you know, there's a lot of diseases out there. There's a lot of conditions, and there are a lot of people who like to see some extra state money thrown in their direction. And he didn't really see what was special, you know, more why autism was more special than any other one. You know, and then there's others who say, well, you know, if, you know, this has been a neglected area for so long, and if we want to help save costs for the state down the long term, you know, in the long term, we got to get this problem fixed early. We got to treat kids with autism, you know, now when they're 3 or they're 4, as opposed to waiting until they're 10 or 12 and the social costs just pile up. So there's an investment angle there. I mean, that's consistent with the governor's message of, you know, investing in problems early before they become a more expensive problem. The problem is, you know, there's some lawmakers who are going to question whether we're picking one condition over the other.
All right, well, we have the blueprint for the budget, and now it's time to watch people pick it apart.
Yeah, and you know what, though, Tony, I don't see a lot of that. I mean, I think that there's going to be some finagling with K through 12, but honestly, I don't see a lot of wrangling with this budget. Whenever there's a little bit of extra pot of money, people get excited, but I don't think there should be any reason they can't get this thing done by May and June. Shoot, if they got last year's budget done by May and June, this one should be a piece of cake.
All right, thanks so much, Kyle. Have a good weekend.
You too.